Come On Borough and Up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
We should really have some tinsel or some stuff on there. But still, it's nice to know I've gone down with the festive cold, isn't that, Rob?
It is indeed.
Yay!
Good timing.
Excellent stuff. Good, oh, good dear. Stuff. Well, here we are, December the 24th.
December.
And, yes.
Christmas Eve.
Exactly. Brighton. What worries were, why were there any ever concerns over Brighton?
Oh, why indeed?
Got a new signing, Jose Mourinho. Providing
yes.
sort of backroom staff there, sort of wandering in with that whole sort of... Clearly, it's the reason he wanted to leave Chelsea, because obviously this is the way forward in joining Middlesbrough.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on from that. In this festive edition of Fly Me to the Moon, we have got an extra special interview with your good self, Rob, chatting with one of the, I almost say, current legends. Yeah, he is a current legend. Of,
young legend.
Exactly. So yeah. That'll be Ben Gibson. But let's move straight to the Brighton package.
Yeah.
Were you expecting 3-0?
No. Not at all. No, I thought it would be a very tight game. I was hoping that the way that we've been talking all week, Aitor had been saying about we need to start winning these key games, which is interesting that he was addressing it in that way. And it's almost like going into it like we go into a cup tie, you know, as a one-off game. And what a phenomenal performance! And from the very start with Kike's goal right at the start, sort of And they were chasing the game from then on, and we scored in all the right times in the match, didn't we? At the start of the game, and then just before half time, and then like 15, 20 minutes into the second half, so they can never build any sort of momentum. And at the end of the game, I spoke to a couple of their fans, the guy that was DJing their Christmas party, who does all their podcasts. He's the Brighton version of ourselves.
Well,
and he was saying, well, you were like a cut above. You were like a from a division above, and I also spoke to the great Attila the Stockbroker, who managed the Bard of Brighton, who managed to keep smiling, just say, well, we've just got to hold our hands up, and we've beaten everybody this season. Oh well, that we were unbeaten, remember, to that point, but you were just a superior side, and so that's fantastic. What a way to go into Christmas
at
number one, top of the tree,
exactly.
Having stopped the longest unbeaten run in British football at the moment.
And of course, as you allude to in the interview that we're going to hear shortly with Ben Gibson, most sides who are top at Christmas usually end up going all the way.
So, well, yeah, let's hope.
Classics with the line from that perspective. It's going to be a fairly challenging couple of games, because obviously, to use that classic cliche of coming thick and fast, away to Blackburn on Boxing Day, and then home, of course, to Tony McDonough's much-beloved Sheffield Wednesday on the 28th.
We finally finished playing with the Bees, don't we? With Blackburn being our last of that long run of
it's probably in the FA Cup, but still.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. Blackburn, well, you know, we seem to have made a habit of beating all our hoodoos this season. Yeah. And Blackburn isn't strictly speaking, we have won there a couple of times, but we do usually lose at Ewood Park. Mm.
Of course, there is a certain history from last season where a late last minute goal probably actually sort of crippled the promotional attempt at that sort of basis.
Absolutely. At home, yes.
Indeed. And then, of course, January, as well as Burnley, of course, just in case you were feeling a little bit lost for bees, Brentford away and Bristol City away.
Yeah, of course, it starts again.
Exactly.
There's an amazing amount of bees in this division, in this B division.
Exactly. Interspersed, of course, with Mr. Clement's side, who seem to have got their act together and could well be automatic favourites now with Borough to actually go up Derby County.
Yes, I think that's right. That's the way that they're emerging at the moment. One pattern that's happened this season, if you notice, is that when we play these teams, if they do beat us, then they fall away. that's the poison chalice, like the manager of the month chalice. I'm thinking of Reading here, who I think that they didn't. Well, obviously the manager. It was the end for the manager. That it was eight games after they played us, and they fell down the table. They were top of the league when they beat us, and then of course Hull City have lost three of their games since they beat us, and everybody thought that they'd outclassed us, didn't they? And that thought that they were really like nailed on for first place in the division. They might come back, obviously. That it is a long season. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of games.
But looked at in its entirety, as we look through almost the halfway point now, as we approach Blackburn, it must be fairly satisfied, I think. And I think Senior Karanka must be pretty satisfied as well with position and the way that Borough have actually been performing.
Yeah, I think we're all being guarded. We know what happened last season. We were in a fairly strong position, but not as strong at this stage of the season. And we've been here before. But We haven't been top.
Not quite.
We've been closer.
Not quite as successful as this.
Absolutely. The essential thing is we stay first or second. Mm. No one's really bothered at the stage about whether we have to finish top. But finishing in those top, those two places, and we can defend that position now, can't we? We've got to.
And we can look forward to a Premiership future.
Well, let's hope
Fly
so.
Me to the Moon, the podcast
Next
as well.
Year.
Very exciting. So let's move. Let's not tease our listener any further. Let's move into Ben Gibson. Where did you meet up with Ben Gibson then, Rob?
Ben, along with just about the entire playing staff and the coaching staff, were at the Golden Ticket Party, which is held every year at the Riverside. For it's a great thing for children who've had a challenging year through illness or looking after somebody in their family that's been ill, or they've done. There's been some reason to mark it out for them, and and Father Christmas comes. They have a Santa's grotto. They all go down that. All the players do, as you'll hear from Ben, are colouring in with them and making things out of tinsel and stuff. And it's a great afternoon that they thoroughly enjoy.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. Buying a longer stay bundle would give you the best value for money, so try to buy a bundle to suit your maximum length of stay. If you pay for a TV service with your debit or credit card and happen to leave the hospital earlier than expected, then just contact our customer care team from your bedside phone. They may be able to downgrade your bundle to a shorter duration and give you a partial refund. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
First of all, obviously this party is quite a special party, and yeah, it's special for you as well as the kids.
Yeah, of course, it's something we do every year, and yeah, we always enjoy coming to, you know, put a smile on the kids' faces. So it's brilliant to join in with them and interact, and we've been cutting and gluing and sticking and colouring things in, so... It's been fun. All the lads are really good. They've got involved, and as I said, it's put a smile on the kids' face, which is really good, especially this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you put a smile on a lot of people's faces around Teesside recently. It's been a really good run.
Yeah, we've been on a good run, and obviously Brighton was a big game in that, which a big test, and we came through it, played really well, and it was a great win. So, but we've got to now build on that. We ain't resting on our laurels. We're really looking forward to getting into the next game. We're at the top of that table, and we want to keep winning. We want to extend that gap rather than just hold on. We're looking at making the gap bigger, so we won't look further than Boxing Day. And obviously it's important you enjoy Christmas with the family beforehand, but you'll always have one eye on Boxing Day.
That only puts us halfway through the season, isn't it? So you've got to be aware of that fact.
It's really early on, so listen, nothing's won or lost at this stage. You know, people are talking about a stat where there's only, I think, one team who's been top of Christmas not gone up, but that's pretty irrelevant because that's in the past and we're in the present now, so we've got to make sure that it doesn't make sure that there's two teams who don't go up like that. And we were top at certain stages close at the end of the season last year, so, and we didn't quite make it, so this year we've got to make sure we get over the line.
It's nice to be in those two promotion spots rather than chasing those.
Yeah, it is, because now you're up there, you want to, rather than catch them up, you want to try and extend the lead and get yourselves away from the rest of the pack. But we've got to take it one game at a time. We've got to get 3 points at Blackburn. That's all we're looking at.
And you're a local lad. Can you quite believe that we've sort of managed to break all these sort of hoodoo, winning at Sheffield Wednesday and Nottingham Forest?
Yeah, it's been nice. Ipswich away, we don't do great as well.
Absolutely.
To be honest,
we did have Nugent though.
Yeah. that's been fantastic. So I think it's made people believe even more, you know, that they would, you know, people saying typical Borough, they go to these grounds and they can't win. But this year we've changed the way people think. So, as I said, still only is early on, but we've got to keep doing that.
and you're part of a defence that just won't concede goals at the moment.
Well, we haven't up to this point, but let's make sure that the run keeps going for longer. We're not thinking about that now. We've just got to keep thinking about winning games. And if you offered me a 4-3 win from now at the end of the season, I'd take it every single game.
I bet Timmy wouldn't.
Nah, I bet he still would if he knew we were going to win. But look, it's been great to be part of. We've got a good defence, but it starts from the front as a team. We defend really well. And we've got good players. We organise well, and we've got to keep those clean sheets coming.
And for you, obviously, you've had a bit of a battle to get in that position next to Danny, and then we've got people like Reece Williams and Baptiste and coming back and adding to the squad.
Yeah, and you've Fernando and Woody and young Dale Fry at the start of the season when he played was really good. So there's always competition for places, even it's tough. Kalas can even play centre half, which is good because it makes you drive. You want to be better, and you've got to be the best in training. Mm. Never mind getting the best in training every day, otherwise someone's going to take your shirt. So it's good to keep you on blob and make sure everything's right.
And obviously, with it in this division, so many weeks with two games, you need that.
You need a squad. Yeah, and I think if you look at our squad now, it's one that you think it is capable of matching any other in the league. If there's a couple of injuries or suspensions, you look at our squad and you don't think it's severely weakened. So that's a compliment, and we've got to use that to the best of our ability.
We've got the luxury of having players out on loan as well.
Yeah, of course, there's lads out there doing well. I'm sure the gaff and the club will be monitoring them closely and keeping an eye on them. And as I say, we've just got to keep going, keep doing what we are doing, and hopefully good things will come.
So is that the aim for looking at the new year? Is it not looking too far ahead?
Just not a million percent. One game, I know it is a cliche, one game at a time, but that's really our mentality, because especially in this league, if you take your eye off the ball for a second, then you concede, you get punished. So we've got to look no further than Boxing Day, and we'll be trying to get 3 points.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Excellent. There we are. An absolutely outstanding interview. In fact, richly deserving, Rob, of the official. Yes. Yourself and Ben Gibson there. A team of which even Daniel Ayala would be probably envious.
Oh, right, yeah.
And a nice bloke as well, to boot, really, from that point of view.
Definitely.
So I think some very perceptive comments there from Ben Gibson in terms of where, the players, I mean, it's a realistic sort of thing that they're talking about, really. And, as I said, it's looking fairly healthy as we head into 2016. So, Rob, as we look back at highlights over the last few months, I mean, it's been pretty good. I mean, remember the dark days where we actually used to find ourselves desperately trying to find some positive things to come about for the podcast,
right,
under Gordon Strachan and so on? We thought, Lord above. We've kind of moved on from that, haven't we?
We have, thankfully. It's something I kind of posted on media immediately after the Brighton game was to for Borough fans, enjoy this moment, because I think everybody is now, and everyone's going to enjoy Christmas. But there have been weeks in this season where you leave a ground and you listen to the phone in, or you look online.
And very depressing.
And you just see, extreme. People really going on saying Forshaw should be playing, or we should have.
Football is a game of opinions, Rob.
It's full of opinions, but people not enjoying it, and yet we're top of the league.
They should give thanks that Roman Abramovich hasn't decided to actually sign up Karanka for his side.
Well, absolutely.
Because I think actually with the success he's having, that might be one of Steve Gibson's challenges, actually keeping hold of the man, actually. It's,
loyalty is everything to him, isn't it? It's a two-way thing, I guess.
Exactly so. So great stuff from that point of view. And running the FA Cup, I mean, Burnley doesn't seem to be too onerous a task to actually sort of take on board.
It was quite a boring draw for both Burnley and Middlesbrough, wasn't it? To be paired together, having just played each other in the league. But it does give us a good opportunity. We seem to get paired away from home in cups more often than at home. So it's will we get through to play Manchester City again in the fourth round? The cups were fantastic last season, and so you're talking about looking back over this year, and certainly some of the highlights of this year, Manchester City, even going to Arsenal just for the theatre of it, and then of course Man United, and everything's happened at Man United since, nothing's happened.
Exactly. City obviously heading off to play Norwich City in the third round of the FA Cup, which could be an interesting one. Hopefully we'll get ourselves sorted out, but still that's a different line entirely. So as we sort of move on to consider more sort of stuff, etc., what would you take? Would you take running the FA Cup? Well, I mean, it's got to be promotion, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've had a good run, haven't we, in in the League Cup. We got to the quarterfinals, so we've had one good cup run. But we can see from that, and we can and the lesson from last season as well is that it actually it definitely fuels you going forward. It sort of galvanised the season. The Liverpool penalty experience last season really kicked us on in the league, and the League Cup run. I think that gave the whole town some confidence as well as the players. So we've got a big enough squad to take on both. It's not too onerous sort of thing, but yes, definitely league is the priority. Having got to the top of the league, you don't want to throw it away now.
Indeed, belief. That's what belief. It all is, belief. Looking ahead, we'll be talking about some of your own highlights for contributors to Fly Me to the Moon. That and more will be coming up after this.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? That's the recipe. You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Absolutely. So already we've had the Ben Gibson interview. What kind of things would you be most looking forward to, or would you like to give a little a roll of honour, Rob, in terms of contributors to Fly Me to the Moon? Obviously, Master Thomas Bartley has been a regular contributor this flying around from that point of view.
Sterling efforts from Thomas.
Stanistan, obviously there. Kadim Hussain, strangely, Middlesbrough's upsurge in form seems to have sort of run parallel with Kadim sending his poetry. Sorry, Kadim.
He has been doing poems on Facebook Karim's actually looking to research a book into some of the supporters from Middlesbrough over the last few, the Riverside era. And including the guy that busks. Most people who go to the match will be aware that there's a guy that busks under the subway near the cinema at every game, and Karim's tracked him down and he's interviewed him. So that's interesting, because everyone walks past him and hears his songs, puts a 10p in or whatever, but probably don't know the story behind.
Exactly. Anyway, Elvis Presley is alive and well at the Teesside busking in the underpass. Yeah. It's amazing. So those are Stanistan we've mentioned. Any other sort of names of people who've contributed to the magazine? Because, of course, you can still do that.
Yes, absolutely. There's been people that have been there right through the season and seasons before. Bob Fisher, of course, can't do the covers without... He comes up with the cover and the design. And going through it, people like Mike Baker, with his perspective from the cheap seats. Specky Getz. The unfocused is always hilarious. Mm. I always try and save that to last, putting the fanzine together, because it's so that I can have a good laugh. And obviously Thomas Bartley's dad, Chris Bartley, Stu Mack, who seems to keep jetting off to Singapore to see his son these days, but leaves behind some memories. He's got incredible memories, Stu. He goes back to the 60s and he can remember details about matches. Even if he wasn't there, he remembers that he was in the club watching Martha.
Hitting
the
Willy Wigan, then.
Yeah. That's right.
Always found a very few amusing name, Willy Wigan, but still.
Oh,
former goalkeeper.
Absolutely, former goalkeeper, lives these days in Bishop Auckland, I think.
But, and I think the precursor to Jim Platt, if memory serves.
Yes, it was. Yes, that's right. Went on to play in Greek football for a little bit. Yeah. Willy Wigan, yes.
Well, it just goes to show how things can develop. And clearly, as I say, I thought the line after the Brighton game where winner of the Man of the Match routine, was it Adam Forshaw, came into the dressing room and sort of was full of triumph, and then he sort of saw Jose Mourinho. I thought that was quite a nice little touch.
Adam Clayton,
exactly.
Yes, that's right, yeah. He's had a wonderful season, Adam Clayton. He's really sort of kicked on from last season. It's interesting, isn't it, that we sort of did like a trade-off between him and Jacob Butterfield, who's also playing superbly well at Derby, playing further forward. Clayton played in the role that Butterfield plays at Huddersfield. It was strange we swapped like for like, because obviously Aito wanted to play with a different shape midfield, but that works for us, and obviously Butterfield works for Derby.
And something you mentioned, of course, in terms of the interview with Bowen Gibson, you can play it back again, of course, on the podcast as often as you wish, basically, that Middlesbrough even have players out on loan, which is always a sign of a healthy squad.
We have. We've got three wingers, in fact, out on loan at the moment. So, be interesting
to
see.
We even sort of say the words, Patrick Bamford, who's he?
Well, let's see. Wonder what might happen in January. Wonder if we wish to strengthen. Could, even though the Jose Mourinho link has gone, I'm sure we still have good links with Chelsea, and Patrick Bamford's just, he's falling further and further away from the first team.
Indeed, it would seem not in Pardew's choice selection. Really.
But obviously Palace are doing so well without him, aren't they?
Precisely. It just goes to show, and who would have thought Watford would actually be better than Leicester City?
Yes, it's a fantastic Premier League division this season, and it gives hope to everyone in football, because
Leicester are today, Middlesbrough could be next season.
Well, that's what everyone's thinking. Talking to somebody from Hartlepool the other day, or you talk to someone from Brighton or wherever, at any level, they think now that there is, the sky is possibly the limit, and that's a real, a fantastic, optimistic way to go into the new year.
Perfect. How do people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the paper magazine?
Well, there are 5 issues left. So if you hit on the subscribe button on the fmttm.com or email me at robshrug@gmail.com. I think by memory it's £13 via PayPal for the last 5 issues.
The full sort of wedge as well, if you want to pay for the full £20, you can get the ones that are gone as well.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
Great stuff. So there we are. Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion, continues ever onwards. Lots of exciting things happening in the new year. One of the things we have introduced this year, which you may have noticed, of course, is Rob out and about with his recording devices and picking up a whole variety of other bits and pieces. So good news from that point of view.
Yeah.
Remember, it's still not too late to actually get hold of a copy of Bernie Slavin's November Slaughter Monster, if you wish to do that. So life continues on that basis. And that leaves us, Rob, with just one thing to actually say before we may return for a New Year's Day special ahead of the Derby County game, if
we
probably
might
will.
Well do.
After, of course, you'll have done one, but two runs, I believe.
Yes, two park runs. I think I'm going to do one on Christmas Day, one on Boxing Day, and then two on New Year's Day. And hopefully hopefully be as lucky. I did one at Brighton before the Brighton game, and I ran my fastest time I've ever run for 5 kilometres. So that was obviously a good luck thing.
I hope Mr. Karanka is well aware of what's going on here, sort of the acid routine. Robert, fantastic as ever. We'll see you in 2016. Mm. It's time for those final seven words. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough, up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.